WLBC News Update, I'm Deborah Ross with this special report. The community centers in Muncie may not close after all. Parents, school teachers, local citizens, community leaders, and politicians are joining forces to save the city's three community centers.
But today is an organized effort to see how many people really are interested and see what, if anything, we can get put together today to resurrect the center so they will not close tomorrow.
Muncie Mayor Dan Cannon, he had planned on shutting down the centers tomorrow due to financial problems, but decided today to keep them running for two more weeks. The reason? To give the community enough time to sort out a plan to save the centers.
That gives us hope and knowing that it's a possibility that this community centers will be open permanently, hopefully.
Carolyn Knox, director of the Bewley Center, she was among 300 people to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity Center on Kilgore. A lot of voices were heard this morning, including Muncie Community School Superintendent Jack Bowman, who's concerned about the kids who leave for summer break next week.
It's a real community concern. We in the Muncie Community Schools are in the kid business. And we're interested in not only what happens to our youngsters while they're in school, but while they're out of school.
Greg Paris, a minister at Union Chapel in Muncie, had a solution. He suggested putting his church in charge of the center's operations.
We are prepared to do that if it comes to that. Now, obviously, there's a lot of people who are willing to assist in this process, and we want to simply appropriately find our place in all that. But if necessary, yes, the Church of Muncie is prepared to oversee, coordinate all three of these centers.
Now, nothing definite came out of this morning's meeting, but close to 20 names were nominated to a committee that will serve on a temporary board. Another meeting is scheduled for this Saturday at Muncie City Hall's auditorium at 8 a.m. The public is invited to that meeting. Also in the works are plans for a trust fund and possible grant money from the Urban Enterprise Zone Association. I'm Deborah Ross for WLBC News.
When hitting off from DoorBound, your best bet is the best bus in Hotel International. For just $79, enjoy a restful night's sleep, then leave your car for the duration of your trip up to 4 weeks at the best bus in DoorBound secure parking lot. Hop aboard Best Western's free 24-hour day airport shuttle. For less than just the cost of parking at other lots, spend your evening soaking in Montreal's largest hotel whirlpool to gain next hour's sleep. Arriving late on your return, Best Western's $79 parking packages for you as well. Drop your car off before departing and rest up on your return before hitting the road. Your best bet is the Best Western Hotel International. Go to the S in DoorBound Circle. Telephone 631-4811 for reservations today.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And a great day here for you. We've got Mary Gallagher online with us, and we got Stephen Pickford, Studio West in Beaconsfield. Steve,
good
welcome back.
Good morning. Glad to be here with all of you once again.
Yeah. So we've got some great stuff. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be back. I'm in New York today. I came up to New York City for the Adventure Travel Show, and I found a wonderful hotel, La Quinta. I'm able to stay here fairly reasonably, to put it mildly, for New York, and it's right in the heart of everything. You're a block off of Broadway and on 32nd Street, and it's made it very convenient for me to get around. So if anybody's interested in that, that's www.applecorehotels.com.
Applecore Hotels. You know, we always love New York City, and one of the exciting things of having you on board with us, Mary, is all the great places that you visit.
Right, and my favorite place, as we already well know, is France. And today I brought with me to talk about what's going on in France for tourism this year, Marion Forestier, who is the Director of Communications for the French Government and Tourist Office. Hello.
Well, hi. Welcome to Travel World.
Well, thank you very much.
So, Mary, this is your baby. Tell us about it.
Oh, great. Well, Marion and I have been talking about some of the things to do this year in France, whether you're going for the first time or whether this is your 88th trip, and some things that will kind of help the budget with the low dollar. So, Marion, what is one of the ideas that you were telling me about a few minutes ago?
Well, it's always a great year to go to France. I mean, there are many reasons, and for first-time travelers, of course, you'll want to go to Paris, and there are a lot of new things happening. I don't know. I mean, Paris, for instance, is right now it's lit up to the Olympic colors because we're one of the candidates for the 2012 Olympics, just like New York, Madrid, and London, and I think another country, but I've forgotten. But in 2005, there will be a whole series of anniversaries throughout France. I'd like to first mention the 60th anniversary of the end of World War II, so there'll be big events made in Paris for that, or the 700th anniversary of the papacy in Avignon, which is located in the Provence area, where you have that magnificent Palace of the Popes, a lot of other anniversaries and new things to see and do, whether in Paris or in the regions. So, the Mona Lisa of the Da Vinci Code fame is back in its place in the Louvre, and there have been a lot of changes in that magnificent museum, and there are a lot of new things, or just the must-see classics that people can do in Paris and the rest of France.
You know, I've been down in Avignon, and that Palace of the Popes we spent quite a bit of time there. It's quite large facility, and it's so wonderful just to be in that town and wander around. It's great food. And the other thing I like about France is they have such an efficient train system, and you can day trip if you want to stay in Paris without any problem to all the different areas, day trip out, and then come back that night by train.
Oh, yes, it's incredible. We have, one of the best high-speed networks in the world, and for instance, if you wanted to go from Paris to the Loire Valley, sometimes it would take you at least 2 hours to get, to the heart of the Loire Valley, which is Tours, and you have all the, around there, the Renaissance castles. It was the playgrounds of the kings of France. And now with the TGV, which is our high-speed train, that's the way the high-speed train is called, in 58 minutes exactly, you get from Paris city center to Tours city center, and then you can tool around. Or And so you can do that in a day. You don't even need to, if you don't want to, overnight there. You can go right back to Paris, same thing, to visit Burgundy. In an hour and a half, you are in Dijon, which has a magnificent medieval quarter. It's also the home, of course, of the Dijon mustards, et cetera. And or you can do the same thing and go to Lyon, which is one of the gastronomic capitals of France. It takes 2 hours by high-speed train, so you could go in the morning, visit this beautiful regional capital of Lyon, and have one of the greatest meals of your life. Continue visiting and tour back up to Paris. And by the way, just for Avignon now, since we have the TGV Mediterranean, you can get to Avignon in 2.5 hours. So because it skips past Lyon, I mean it goes direct to Avignon. So the high-speed train is even faster now for certain destinations that used to be at least 5, 6, 7 hours away, either by car or by train.
Well, continual upgrades to the high-speed train, the TGV Très Grande Vitesse, which is pioneered actually partially in France. It's an example to the world, and it's something that's well worth the ride.
Oh, it's fun. It's I take it very often. Most of my family lives in France, and of course, because I work for the French government tourist office, I go to France quite often. And,
some people are lucky.
I just love taking the high-speed train.
Well, you know, also when you go to Avignon, don't forget to take in all the festivities on the Avignon Bridge.
Of course, definitely, sur le pont d'Avignon, as we say, as the song goes.
Yeah.
And yes, and also during the summer, there's a huge theater, music, and dance festival, Le Festival d'Avignon. You know, during the summer months, France is known for its major music, opera, jazz festivals, which the French adore jazz. And so we have 5 or 6 major festivals during the summer, one in the Rhone Alps in the city of Vienne. The jazz festival takes place in the Roman ruins there. That's towards the end of June and into July. You have the jazz festival in Nice on the Riviera, in Antibes on the Riviera. You also have, and that's in July. And in August, you have the Marsillac festival in Gascony and in the southwest of France. And so, I mean, there is all year round a lot of things to do in France, a lot of events.
But you know, Willem, the reason you go to the events is only to eat.
That's what I was about to say, Mary. You're in the perfect place when you go to France, because if I know you, you're going to eat your way through all the gastronomic delights that you can find in France.
Right. I you know, go and swing around to the beat of the music, but then just march your way through pastry shop after pastry shop.
Oh, you're in the right place, Mary.
Another thing that we wanted to talk about a little bit is, and I'm getting a lot of questions from people who are thinking about going to France or other European destinations, is with the dollar, with the American dollar so low, what are ways that they can go and still enjoy themselves without having to put a second mortgage on the house? So I personally just helped some friends of mine who are going to Paris in another 2 weeks, and we put together a really nice package with Virgin Airlines. And I think Marianne says there's other programs.
Oh, well, definitely. There's, I mean, one of the ways to counter the strong euro is either to take a package, an air and land package, if you're doing only Paris, although a lot of companies, whether they're the airlines and their tour operators or independent tour operators, offer possibilities air and land for Paris and another destination, usually the Riviera or something like that. So that's one way.
We got to take a break right now. We're going to take a break for commercials right now, and stay tuned. After 4 minutes, we're going to be back with Mary Gallagher and France.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car and sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. Barclay's a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclay Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise, and it builds confidence. It sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great, and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. That song always gets Bob duck walking in the studio, which I kind of like to see. We've got Stephen Pickford, of course, in the studio at Beaconsfield. Steve, how you doing?
Doing fine. And we were talking with Mary Gallagher today and talking about France and talking about ways to save money with the high value of the euro against North American currencies. But, of course, you can save money by taking, for example, an apartment stay in a city such as Paris or in Nice, and house rentals, or pick up a Margot Classe's book, which also
oh, has, yeah.
Suggestions on inexpensive lodging choices in France, ways to spend less money but to enjoy yourself more.
Oh. Oh yes, definitely. There's. I just wanted to say exactly what you said. There's a France for your budget, and the apartment rentals are one way. There are home rentals called the Gîtes de France, which are weekly rentals, and they're surprisingly inexpensive. You have hotel associations like the Logis de France, which are family-owned hotels. The owner is also the chef, and they're in smaller towns and villages of France, and they're a great value, and you can travel with your family. They have special prices for meals for children. I mean, it's just there are a lot of ways to stay on your budget.
One of the things that Marion and I had discussed was the possibility of a Rail Europe has some combinations where you can have a car for a couple of days, take the train for a couple of days, and put it together to see the parts of France that you want to see.
Oh, yes, definitely. The Rail Europe has several France passes and, of course, passes for other European countries. But for France, there's the France Rail and Drive, like Mary was telling you about. So it gives you, for a very good value, 2 days of train and 2 days of cars and to take within a one-month period, non-consecutive days. So it gives you a great flexibility, and then you can buy additional car days that you need for your trip, or additional rail days. So it's also a very practical, comprehensive pass that's affordable and gives you all the flexibility in the world to visit France at your leisure.
Pretty much every rail station has a car rental desk right there. You don't have to start searching around to where the location is.
No, you don't. I mean, when you book when you buy the passes with Rail Europe, of course they give you the list, and most of the train stations, except the tiny ones, do have the car rentals, and you pick it up right there, and then you can drop it off at another location and take your train from another location. It's extremely practical and affordable.
I think that's the only objection I ever had to going by train was once I would get to somewhere like Avignon, you know, you can't really walk out into the countryside.
You have to dance round and round.
Right. Another thing that we wanted to point out is how helpful the French Tourism Office is to a traveler. You know, we talk about guidebooks that can help you, and there's a lot of guidebooks on France in the various cities and regions. But they have a newsletter that comes out, what, every other month by email?
It's a monthly electronic newsletter, and right now we have over 150,000 subscribers that receive e-news from Club France, like it's going to be called very shortly. It was e-news for France, but anyway. So, and in there we put, of course, the new packages and tours, all the specials and deals, because I just want to get back to the dollar-euro thing. The French travel professionals, whether they're here in the U.S. or in France, are very conscious that Americans or Canadians might be worried about, you know, just going to Europe and to France, and that they are doing a lot of specials. Big hotel groups and other hotel groups are doing prices guaranteed in dollars, and because they know that this might worry some people that may think they can't afford to go to France or Europe, and that's not true, because there's so many ways. You know, either there's so many hotel choices in France. There are over 1,400 hotels in Paris, and the little 2 stars and 3 stars have fantastic amenities, and you know, they'll fit your budget. And
1,400 hotels in Paris alone. Hey, you guys, we could go test each one.
Well, I think Mary's working on a book right now, and maybe she doesn't know it yet, but it's called A Bed and Pastry, and she's going to visit all the pastry shops that actually will set up a little cot for her in back while she examines the quality of the merchandise.
You know, one time I left my daughter in London, and I went off to France for a month, and then I came back and met up with her, and when I got off the train, she looked at me, she said, "My God, what happened to you?" And I said, "French pastry."
Yeah, well, Mary, you're the kind of person, though, it will never show. Always the joy
know.
Of youth.
I don't know. Lately, it seems to be catching up with me. I have to work a little harder, not take the train, but walk from city to city.
Take one of those hiking tours in the countryside.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? And the bus with the food doesn't catch up to you.
Or the Avignon Dance Festival.
Right. Well, anyways, for all this, the French government tourist office can help, whether in the United States or Canada. We put out annual guides, the French government tourist office in the United States, France guide, and our 2005 issue, it's our annual travel planner, will be coming out mid-February in English, in Spanish. It will. We also have a French version for French Canadians. And also you can visit our website, which is www.franceguide.com. And there you can find, we have a section on hot deals, deals and promotions, and a section called Hot Deals, latest promotions, and other where we have also sweepstakes. And we put up on our homepage or elsewhere, you know, the value for your dollar information that everybody, you know, needs and wants, prices or sample prices. I mean, we try to give American travelers all the information they need to make a decision to stay within their budget to go to France.
Well, it's more than just that. We also want to see how can we go about getting the tips directly from Marin? Because I bet going with you, you know all the special spots and all the great places to take people. They're going to have a good time.
Right. So, I mean, we have a public information center called France on Call.
And the number is?
And the number is 514-288-1904.
288-1904 in the area 514. That
is the area 514. Yes.
Yeah, that's.
Or through our website, you can
7720.
Ooh.
And our reservation agents
How about
will be happy
that?
To
they put us on hold, Steve.
You can also fax your reservation request to 212-790-2760.
The fun of live radio, Steve.
Oh yes, listening to what we can do. Well, we can leave it on there long enough. We'll.
Oh, there we go.
More information.
I think we got them back. Mary? Marion?
Yeah, and the number.
There we go.
It was a 514.
I'm sorry.
No problem.
Well, you guys, you're on the air.
We got that.
This is fun, Steve.
Well, yeah, we're eavesdropping. We don't need to have our, what is it, our ear trumpet.
Yes, Travel World Spy Radio. Let's listen in. We have a microphone.
So we cut off. I don't have anything to push. I'll push it.
There we go. Wait, Marion? Maybe they push the button again.
Push the button again. They said, I don't want to talk to those two clowns.
Yeah, it's us, yes. Well, listen, I mean, France.
Clown 1 and Clown 2, both 01 and both 02.
Well, listen, we have France. They just hung up on us. Well, that's enough for that. In the meantime, France, Travel World Radio Show, Mary
Galley. Yeah, FranceGuide.com, and they're talking about it doesn't necessarily have to be expensive, because I've been booking customers over the past year in Paris for under 100 euros at major downtown properties, Best Western, Accor Group, Sofitel, Mercure, Novotel. A number of good prices out there. Just check around a little bit, but prices that are no more expensive, actually less, than comparable properties in major cities in Canada and the United States.
Well, definitely. Steve, you have that number once again for France info?
Yeah, 514-288-1904, www.franceguide.com.
So, well, following the break, we've got a book author coming up. That's probably Mary, but she's basically missed the shot. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know,
stay tuned.
You only get one shot on goal.
Stay tuned following the break. Travel World Radio Show.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Yep.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
De Capua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let De Capua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at De Capua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DeCapua. That's DeCapua. Call Gary at De Capua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. De Capua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and legroom to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite on a gorgeous sunny day here. Stephen Pickford, of course, in Studio West, Beaconsfield. And, I'll leave it to you to introduce our next guest, Steve.
Yes, Andrew Warren is the managing director of Condé Nast Johansson's Limited, and he's touring the United States right now. He's based in London, England, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about his publications. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning to you.
And what exactly is Condé Nast Johansson's?
Well, it's a rather exceptional guide that is published annually to independently owned, prestigious hotels, resorts, and spas throughout Great Britain and Ireland, continental Europe, and, of course, North America. We do also go into the Caribbean, which makes it an interesting job.
Particularly at this time of year, you make sure you go visit the hotels.
Well,
when
while I'm speaking to you right now, I'm actually in the United States, but I'm sitting in a wonderful property just off the right on the coast in South Carolina, and I think you've got some sunshine there. But it's a pretty grey day here, but it's still lovely to see the ocean.
It must be nice and warm right by the ocean side there.
It's not bad. Well, it's I think it's late 50s in terms of the temperature, so it's not. It's a little chilly, but a beautiful place. And it's a place we're currently actually having our U.S. Inspectors Conference here, so we've got the whole team for their annual conference.
Well, I'll trade you. It could be minus 11.
Right. Yeah, I don't understand temperatures that low, because even in London it doesn't go that cold.
See?
Now, you're talking about your inspectors gathering there. How does one become an inspector and get to visit some of these properties?
Well, interestingly enough, we get most of our inspectors through recommendation. Quite simply, people that are interested in this sort of work generally contact us. And, of course, as you can imagine, there's quite a long waiting list. But from time to time, an opportunity pops up, and we would then interview that person to become a hotel inspector.
What are your criteria? What are you looking for in an inspector?
Somebody who's got really an extraordinary amount of energy and who has no concerns about traveling on their own. When I say on their own, I don't mean from a security point of view, but really because you're very often traveling to hotels and staying overnight on your own and perhaps occasionally having dinner on your own, which doesn't appeal to everybody. However, as you can imagine, they get quite well looked after by the hotels that they visit.
Particularly the ones in Torquay.
Sorry? Yes. Ah, right. Yes.
Mr. The hotel inspectors. Yes.
John Cleese, yes. Yeah. That is a very, very funny episode, wasn't it, of Fawlty Towers?
Yes.
And very true, actually, the way that some hotel inspectors behave and the owners who think they're there to measure them.
Oh, yes. Now, a little bit further now, in South Carolina, you're there for which occasion today?
Well, we're there because, we're here because we have our annual conference, getting our inspectors together from all over the United States and the Caribbean. And we talk them through our plans for the coming year. And we look at the properties that we recommend and decide whether there might be somewhere that perhaps didn't live up to its reputation that we should consider reviewing. We would always tell the owner that if there was we had a concern, to give them the opportunity to put it right. Sometimes, as you know, hotels and resorts change hands or change ownership, and new owners may or may not necessarily put the same investment in.
Well, very true, very true, because hotels, it's a hit and miss sometimes. One owner has a vision, and the next owner passes into the hands of a pension fund or a real estate investment group.
That's
and
right.
And it changes from a hands-on hospitality focus to, hey, bottom line only.
Yes, that is a big worry in our minds because, as you say, some of these properties are run, many of them throughout the world, as an investment. We prefer the sort of old traditional hotelier-style properties or the private owners, often in the case of small country inns, and that applies to Great Britain and to North America. The owners live on the premises. They're more of the bed and breakfast place, but you do get exceptionally good service.
Now, how does a property go about making the list?
Well, generally we would know of them. If we don't, then we would find them, because quite simply we travel a lot, and I encourage my inspectors to stop sometimes on the road and if they see a place that looks interesting and just go and knock on the door. I've done it myself, and it really surprises the owners. I started the North American Guide in 1996, and I set off across down the Massachusetts Turnpike, actually, from Boston, literally just knocking on doors. And people were quite found it quite extraordinary that a Brit got set out to start a guide like that by meeting the hoteliers themselves.
How many new properties join the guidebook in a year? What is the turnover of properties that may not make the next guide and new ones that you'll add?
Well, we have 45 new properties in the new North American Guide.
Which ones stand out particularly in your mind of these new additions?
Well, I think the place I'm staying at the moment has to be quite exceptional. It's new in the guide, and it's a relatively new property, and it has, I suppose, the benefits of an enormous amount of investment, and the rooms are on a very large scale. It's very much what I would call an American property, where you expect a great deal of space, and you get it with an exceptional spa.
Oh, you can't go on a trip without relaxing in a spa.
No, when I get the chance, it's funny, you know, but with this job, sometimes and I'm not going to get any sympathy from your listeners, but sometimes your schedule's quite tight and you walk past the spa. In fact, I was in Jamaica towards the end of last year.
Things are tough all over.
Sorry?
Things are tough all over.
Yes, they are. Yes, really, really difficult. But you find yourself walking around sometimes wearing a shirt and tie when, of course, all around you are people having the most wonderful leisure.
Well, yeah, right? In Jamaica, that is.
Yeah, you're a security guard.
It's not as bad as it used to be. I think, unfortunately, Jamaica still carries that stigma, which is not good. But I've traveled there now for 5 years running, and I find it's a much more relaxed island. I think they've realized, of course they've realized now, that tourism is so important to them. They can't afford to have this slightly aggressive approach.
Well, I find in Jamaica recently they've made strides towards public security,
yes.
and especially towards making the public feel welcome and,
yes.
and safe.
Yes.
They put the money as well into infrastructure, for example, completing the highway between Montego Bay and Negril. And they're
absolutely right. You know it well then, because, yes, they have, and that's made a big difference in terms of getting people quickly to where they want to be. There's nothing worse than arriving at an airport in a country and then finding you've got a two-hour transfer because it's going along back roads with potholes in them.
Well, yeah, the old muddy road to Negril, I remember that.
That's right. Yes, I remember that as well. Interesting enough, Barbados, which has a completely different infrastructure, has sorted all of that some years ago and is now a very popular resort. I think a lot of Americans now go to Barbados, which has traditionally been a British destination. Sorry, hello?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so the Barbados area the Americans are starting to discover that a lot more. One of the points that we're making here, of course, is that the safer and the more convenient that you make a particular destination, the more people are going to be willing to try it out.
Yes.
And also the properties and destinations that fulfill expectations. They don't they don't promise the world and then don't deliver, and we've talked about this many, many times.
You've made a very interesting point that comes very high up our agenda. One of the huge responsibilities we have, or rather one of the responsibilities that goes with the territory of publishing a book that recommends properties, is that you may have a family who've traveled several thousand miles to a particular hotel or resort, and that property has to deliver their expectations simply because they've invested a huge amount of money and time in being there. And when that doesn't happen, we have problems, and so do the people who are spending their money.
Right. Of course, people will look at a brochure or a website and lots of pretty pictures, and then
That's
they'll realize,
right.
well, in between the pretty picture of the beach, there is a hidden fence and a cliff.
And yes, we've come across that, where there's a highway that runs between the hotel and the sea, and it doesn't appear in the
No, because of the correct angle, they say minute from whatever. Yes, well, you know, Montreal and London, you know, 420 minutes apart. Everything's minutes apart, right?
That's right. You're absolutely right. Yes.
Just like convenient access to highway.
Yes, but what they don't tell you is, of course, you have to wait half an hour to get across it. And anyway, who wants a highway between the sea and the between the ocean and the hotel?
Well, certainly, you want to have that comfort and security. But I think the bottom line, of course, is bringing expectations in line with reality.
Yes.
Because regardless of how the property might be laid out, if that's what you've expected to see when you get there, and you get what you've expected, then you're going to be a satisfied customer. It doesn't matter whether it's a 5-star or a 1-star.
Yes, you are.
Have to take a break right now on Travel World, and following the commercial break, we'll be rejoining you again. This is Travel World Radio Show across America.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. And breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal. Your premier community bank. 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And we got Stephen Pickford in Studio West, Beaconsfield, having himself a great Saturday morning. It's a nice, calm, enjoyable day. And we've got, of course, Andrew Warren, special guest, online with us, having written the Condé Nast guidebook of hotels.
Yes, Andrew is the managing director of Condé Nast Johansson's, the most comprehensive illustrated reference guide to independently owned, annually inspected hotels, inns, and resorts worldwide. Now, you've just recently announced your Awards for Excellence 2005 nominations, North America, Bermuda, Caribbean, Mexico, and the Pacific, a number of properties that have exceeded expectations over the past year.
That's right. This is an area, of course, which is very competitive because these awards become most important to the properties that are nominated and, of course, who win. And I can think of one particular property that we gave the most outstanding inn award to, which was the Emerson Inn and Spa, which is in New York State. It's actually at a place called Mount Tremper. And I went there very unusually. I was here in America in December. I like coming to New York at that time of the year because I think it's probably one of the nicest cities to be in just prior to the Christmas holidays. And I was invited to go up there and actually present the award myself, which is a great privilege.
Make you feel like you're on top of the world there.
Yes, it was snowing, as you'd expect, but a thoroughly enjoyable experience, and you realise very clearly the importance to these inns or hotels because of the PR value that they get. Can I just go back to a point that was made before the commercial?
Oh, please do.
It's something you were talking about expectations, or we were discussing how it's important. I can give you one little anecdote about expectations. In England, we have, as you are aware, a lot of very old country house hotels, and some of them are old castles.
Sure.
And that kind of thing. And sometimes it's better if the carpets are rather frayed, because those are the carpets that were there 200 years ago.
Yes, exactly.
And while I was very fortunate to stay last week at a wonderful property called Crewe Hall in Cheshire, and it was owned by, as you would imagine, Lord Crewe. So okay. It's got a wonderful history to it. And they have a ghost. In fact, they've got three ghosts there.
Stephen, pay attention.
Oh, yes, I'm listening.
And the guests, are always slightly disappointed. I'm not sure that they really are disappointed, but they are, sort of feel disappointed if they haven't seen the ghost, or at least have been aware of it. And the owners, they make everybody laugh because they say, well, this is haunted, and they make it very clear that it's haunted.
Yeah.
So your expectations can sometimes be quite unusual.
Sure, sure. Well, you know, we've seen the same thing, too. I mean, there have been haunted cabins in Bellows Falls area of Vermont, and
right.
We've had particular haunting tours that have gone on there as well. So, yeah, you can have bizarre expectations, too, but what always makes up the difference is if the innkeepers or the owners have a great outgoing personality that can help people feel comfortable regardless of the circumstance.
That's right, and I think it comes back to the point that we're very careful with, that it's better to be honest, to be completely transparent about what is and isn't there.
Oh, sure, sure. I mean,
you know,
there's many cases where, you know, sometimes if you haven't been quite honest about something, then suddenly you're walking on eggshells, and if the least little thing goes wrong, suddenly it's the end of the world. Whereas if you've been honest about things, well, hey, you know, you can have a lot of things go wrong. People are still going to have a good time because at the very least you were straight with them about it.
Yes.
And that promotes relaxation. That promotes people taking it easy, which is really the heart and soul of a vacation in the first place.
It is. And something we find in Britain is that Americans traditionally have always been very vocal if something isn't quite right. And it's something the British aren't very good at.
Right.
I get letters from readers and users of the guides who say to me, well, you know, this wasn't quite right and that wasn't quite right. And my response is, well, did you tell the manager or the owner at the time? Well, the answer is, well, we didn't actually want to bother them.
Yeah.
But you can only learn and improve your product by taking the feedback of your customers.
Some of the best people, in the tourism industry, have made it a policy. In fact, they say, if you like our service, tell a friend, and if you don't, tell me.
Well, I always remember that the founder of Holiday Inn, Kemmons Wilson, deliberately had a listed telephone number in the Memphis phone book. He said, I want to hear, if you're staying in one of my hotels and it's not right, it must be really important.
Yes.
It must be really bad if at midnight you went to the trouble of calling me at home. Like,
yes,
if I want to know about it now.
That's right. Well, what a terrific discipline to do that.
I think a lot of times people forget that it is the hospitality industry.
Yes.
And they don't put the hospitality in it. And it's good to see, here's a, you know, in your books, properties that have gone that extra mile and have dedicated themselves to hospitality.
Yes, they have. You asked me earlier about what the expectations were for an inspector. The expectations for a hotel are very simple. I've been doing this, as you can imagine, for a number of years, but quite simply, I think any of us who enjoy staying in hotels can tell very quickly when stepping through the door whether this is feels like a good place or not.
Right.
You feel welcome. You feel the hospitality emanating from the employees, how they're interacting with the other guests and between themselves.
Well, you're right. It's interesting enough, it doesn't have to be human either. Some years ago, visited a hotel in the Cotswolds in England, a beautiful old property called Lurslaughter Manor. And it was a warm afternoon, which is sort of fairly unusual, and I strolled up the front steps to go into the property, and there was absolutely nobody there. And I thought, well, this isn't very good. And then I suddenly noticed that there was a great big golden retriever lying on a sofa. And it sort of...
He was the new general manager.
Well, he was the general manager. And he sort of pricked an ear up and looked at me, and then he lolloped off the sofa, which was clearly very comfortable, and came over and said hello.
Oh, yes.
And I thought, yes, I like this place.
Now, of course, if you'd gone to a hotel and the two friendly pit bulls had come at you, you'd have had another impression.
Well, what can Brown do for you?
Well, some owners do have clever little devices like that. I mean, not the pit bulls, of course. But there's a hotel in Scotland where, as you pass through the front gates, it sends off a little alarm. And it's quite a long gravel drive to this property. And if you arrive there, as you go through the gates, it triggers this little alarm. And when you get to the front of the hotel, to your surprise, which you can't see from the gates, there is somebody waiting for you on the steps, which is rather nice. I just think it's a clever little device to make you feel welcome and rather special. Somebody pops out and will stand there with an umbrella if it's raining.
Yeah.
So that as you arrive, you think, well, how did they know I was coming? It's all those little tricks.
And you can find out more about all of these guidebooks, because there's a few editions of them covering different parts of the world, at www.johansens, that's johansens.com. The 2005 guides include more than 1,300 hotel recommendations in an easy-to-use format, and as we've learned from Managing Director Andrew Warren today, getting you that extra little inside tip to make your next business or leisure trip to a destination all that more memorable and enjoyable.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, wonderful having you on board with us today. It was very educational, very interesting.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
And what numbers or anything can people call if they want to actually consult your guides?
Well, there's a number, a toll-free number for the guides themselves, which is 1-800-564-7518. And that's a hotline to buy the books. Otherwise, the guides can be bought, and there are five of them, via, as you've already said, via our website.
www.johanssons.com.
That's it.
Wonderful. Thanks for coming on board with us today, Andrew, once again. I hope to have you back on Travel World sometime soon.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, it's wonderful. I'd like to hear some more of your tales of hotel inspections and also the happy stories.
Okay.
Times when people really came through with flying colors. That's right. That's what we love here on Travel World.
Thank you.
I'm glad you could join us, Andrew.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, Steve, another hour has come to a close. Where does the time go?
Yeah, it just flies by. And next week, Melanie Reffis, she moves on from the M's to the S's, actually the Saints, St. Kitts and St. Martin.
Yes, absolutely. Another Caribbean destination for Melanie.
Right now she's actually down in Jamaica this weekend. So.
Yeah, having herself a whale of a time, or a fantastic time. So we're looking forward to hearing about that. You are going to be in Ottawa next week.
Yes, I'm going to visit my uncle and do a few other things. So.
And attend a little presentation seminar. So either way, listen, I'm hoping you're going to have a good time. It'll be myself, Melanie Reffis, Bob Cassini, and everybody. Happy traveling, everybody. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Bob's away. He's away from the mic. So. And Scott's in studio with us. So we wish you all a good week and happy traveling, everybody.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514-861-3488.